And we're back from the Marion County Fair. Scott Spears, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, Pastor Craig, Linda Sims. The whole gang is here for our final hour of broadcasting from the Marion County Fair. But you should mention, we will be on tonight, Friday Night Live, 8:15 until 10 p.m., live from the studio, Matt, Sean, Pastor Craig, and I. And it's going to be one of the most interesting things in radio land you will ever hear, because as soon as this broadcast cuts off tonight at 8 o'clock, Pastor Craig's going to jog, sprint to his car, get in it, drive. He's got 15 minutes. But Adam must have known, because he gave you a four-minute news broadcast today, to get to the studio, and he's going to be on, and Sean and Matt and I are going to pack this thing up, throw it in the trunk, and then follow down. We should be down there. Our goal is to be there before 8:30. So that's going to be the goal, and then we're going to finish up till 10 o'clock tonight. We should be there before 8:30, I think. I don't know why it would take any longer than that. But we'll see what happens. So are you ready for this, Pastor Craig? Where's the other mics just laying here? Willy-nilly.
I'm ready.
It's going to be something. Are you excited about this, Matt?
Holy.
What are you grabbing?
I'm probably going to grab the chairs and then help you fold up the table.
And then I'm going to grab the computer. And Sean, what are you grabbing?
I'm grabbing the Twinkie, I guess.
Oh, that's coming up here momentarily. We have Pastor Craig, what have you done? You got three deep-fried Twinkies.
I heard you say in the first hour that you would try it.
I would try it.
And so now everybody here has an opportunity to try it.
And we're all going to do it. Now, has anybody here had a deep-fried Twinkie?
I have not. Sean,
have you?
No.
Pastor Craig, have you? No. Okay. Linda, have you had a deep-fried Twinkie? you jumped our broadcast, Linda? Oh, my Lord. Let's try that again, Linda. Pretend for it. Have you ever tried a deep-fried Twinkie? No, she never has. It's going to be a first-time experience here. She's dying to try this thing over here.
As a matter of fact, we'll let her go first.
We'll let her go first, but it's going to be deep-fried Twinkieville here momentarily at the Marion County Fair. Thanks to Pastor Craig. And Matt, go ahead.
WGH Talk Radio's broadcast from the Marion County Fair are being sponsored by Study His Word Radio with Pastor Craig. Study His Word Radio can be heard by going to WWGH1071.com and selecting the archive page. Also, you can hear Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast at studyhiswordradio.com. Have fun at the fair.
Now, Matt, I have to ask you something. I can see something you can't. Is this one of the girls who works in the pharmacy? Straight ahead here. Now, there's a girl over by the wall here at the Marion County Fair, and I know her from somewhere, and I think... What's her name? Her name's Mackenzie? I think you're wrong. Why don't you go see if she wants to join us for a second?
I will.
She's a fellow. I know that girl from somewhere. I'm not sure where.
Fellow?
A fellow employee.
Oh, yes.
Fellow employee. Oh, man.
All these transgenders going out now.
Who said anything about the transgender?
I'm just saying, that's what happens these days. I mean, it's all popular now. People are trans and over, I guess. I don't know.
They're what?
What do they call it? Train? Yeah, him, her. Yeah.
They're transicity.
Like.
Transitioning. I thought you said they were trans and over. Is that what you said? Oh, my. Thank goodness I've never transed over. Now, Matt is trying to convince them at this point. Matt's talking hard. Matt's pushing. He's trying to do a booking here. I think he got one. Get a picture out. Anytime we get a guest, Sean, we got to get a picture. Anytime we get a guest here, we got to get a picture. Oh, did he? He might have. You know what? This might be the first time all week, and it's here during our last hour. My God, it's unbelievable.
Finally, we got some success.
Thank goodness. Something finally happened here at the Marion County Fair. Scott Spears, Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, Sean Kraft, Linda Sims live here from the Marion County Fair. Matt, I thought I recognized somebody over there by the wall. And go right ahead. Tell us who it is.
Did you know Mackenzie?
I knew her name was. It's not Mackenzie. It begins with a B. No? No B?
No B.
Oh, now wait a second. We were on break one day together. We chatted.
Teacher stuff.
Teacher stuff.
We chatted about teacher stuff.
Oh, I thought it begins with a B.
No.
Oh, darn.
It's a K. No.
What'd you say?
I don't think you're going to guess it.
No, it's a different name. I know that. Yeah. It's not Kayla. It's like, what is the name? Boy, this is embarrassing, isn't it? Right on live radio.
Okay, it's okay.
I can't even remember the name.
My name is Carrington.
Why do you think it was a B?
That was my original
Yeah, because we had a nice little conversation in the break room one day.
We made eye contact a little bit ago, and I was like, I recognize that guy, but I didn't know you'd remember me. So.
Well, I just thought you were snubbing me like everybody else here at the fair.
No, not like that. It was just like, I didn't know if you'd know me. So.
Well,
like,
of course I would know you, and I'm so glad. Now let people, because I found your story very interesting. Now, you are a pharmacy tech at Kroger, right?
Yeah, yes. I am a tech at the Kroger Pharmacy.
Now, how did you end up there?
I actually applied to the other Kroger because I had friends that worked there, and then somehow my application got pulled to that Kroger, and 2 years later, here I am.
Yeah. Now, do you like being a pharmacy tech?
I love it. I think it's so fun, which is different from everybody else there. I don't think anybody else loves it as much as I do, but...
Now, what's the best part? What do you like about it?
The people. I really like my coworkers and stuff.
Now, is this what you hope to do long-term, or do you have something else in mind?
I think I want to be a flight attendant long-term.
Flight attendant?
Way different, I know, yes.
Really? Now, how does that come about? That's interesting.
Yeah, I went to college after I graduated high school, and I just graduated in May, and I just decided, I was like, since high school, I thought about doing the flight attendant thing, and I just keep coming back to it and stuff, so that's how, I don't know, I just have always wanted to.
Now, do you just like to fly?
I actually haven't flown that much. I've only flown probably 4 or 5 times, so...
Really?
Yeah, no.
If you could go anywhere, where would it be?
Maybe Rome. That sounds cool. I don't have specific, like, locations. I don't have family international. I don't have, like, that kind of thing, so...
So I'm just trying to figure this out. Do you like getting people sold at nuts or something?
It's my passion.
It's your passion.
Yeah. I work in a Kroger. What do you mean? I mean, pharmacy's a little different, but...
Now, what does a flight attendant do? I mean, they get people drinks.
Yeah.
They welcome them onto the plane.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're just kind of there to, like, answer questions. People obviously like, nervous about flying and stuff, so you're just there to make people comfortable and be the person that they can go to if, you know, if something happens on the plane. I think you're just kind of that person, but in the air, so...
Now, what do you have to do to be a flight attendant?
You just apply for it, and then after they go through a couple rounds of interviews, you get selected to do it, and then you get sent to a 6-week training in Dallas, Texas.
So you're all ready for this?
Yeah, I don't know, like, a lot about it, but I have a friend that did this, like, a month or two ago, so that's what she said.
Now, is it a pricey thing to get involved in?
In the beginning, for sure. You're only promised, like, a limited amount of hours and stuff, and you have to move to a big city. So whenever you're not working that much and trying to live in a big city, that's going to be difficult. But as you do it longer, it gets more beneficial money-wise.
Now, the interesting thing, now, I do remember the conversation we had on break that day. Your parents are teachers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, so no thought of...
Relation to flight attendant.
No, so why no teaching? It wasn't in your blood?
No, my parents have always said, don't be a teacher. They don't love it, so...
That's what we all say.
Yeah, every teacher I've ever met. And most people who I've met that have, like, a career job are like, we don't really like our job, you shouldn't do this. And I have talked to people that have been flight attendants, and they always seem to be like, this is a great job, I love it. So I think that's part of the reason I wanted to do it.
So will it be hard to leave pharmacy tech to be a flight attendant?
Yeah, for sure. I love working there. So, I don't know. I mean, I might be able to do both. Like I said, they kind of have flexible schedules and, like, limited hours. So, hopefully, I could still do pharmacy tech stuff, but we'll see.
Matt, what do you think? Got a question here for Mackenzie? I know her name. You and Mackenzie. See, I knew her name. Go ahead.
Carrington's an interesting name. How'd you get the name Carrington? I like it.
Wow, that's a good question.
My parents are just teachers, so they've heard a lot of names over the years, and they were like, well, we can't have any, like, basic names, because that's going to remind them of their student in class who they didn't like or something, so...
What year were you born?
2001.
2001. Now, wasn't there a show, Pastor Craig, Carrington, I'm thinking, what was the show? The last name was Carrington, and a lot of kids were named Carrington because of that show.
And it was, well, a spinoff from Dallas. It was
like a soap opera.
Yeah, soap opera, and it was one of the ones that came after Dallas, but it was the Carringtons. But it had a different name for the show, but that was the family.
Oh, yeah. I've never even heard that. That's
Ask your parents how you were named.
They have actually, because my mom was watching a Baby Story one time, and somebody on there was named Carrington, and it was spelled a little different than my name, but that's where she got the idea, like, specifically.
Now, what's your favorite fair food? This is what we ask everybody.
Favorite's hard. I really like shaved ice. It's delicious. I'm planning on getting Chinese food from the Chinese stand as soon as I leave here, so...
This does not sound like fair food.
I know.
You know what I have next to me over here?
Hey, I have been coming to the fair for years. I've tried a lot. I've perfected the things that I, like, know are delicious to me.
Do you try anything?
New?
Yeah.
At the fair? I mean, I would, but, like, it's like you only get it once.
Oh, now, wait a second. I got something over here for you. You know what this is? Now here, we got a fork.
Deep
so
fried, clearly.
Deep fried. Now, I'm not going to tell you.
Twinkie, that's my guess.
Bon appetit. Have a little bite here. Go in. Carrington here at the Marion County Fair trying a deep fried Twinkie. That will make that Chinese food seem secondary.
Deep? I don't know.
Well, it's a deep fried Twinkie. That has to have flavor. Here we go. She went right in.
It's really sweet.
Good.
I've never had this, but not. I do like it. I think I like this more than a regular Twinkie.
Really?
Yeah.
And you like the regular Twinkies?
I'm not a huge fan of regular Twinkies, so like this is better.
On a scale,
the heated middle is good.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where does the deep fried Twinkie rate?
I would say it's like a 7.5.
Really? Yeah. You know what's interesting? If you were to go to buy this, this is $6. So you ate like $2.75 out of this thing.
That's a tiny bite. You're using like I ate half this thing.
$2.75 right there in the whole thing.
50 cents worth.
Hey, listen, it's okay. We'll write it off this one time because we forgot the name. I feel terrible about the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, are you here for any particular reason at the fair tonight?
Yeah, I sold a pie earlier in a pie auction, and my brother shows dogs here, so.
Really?
There for both of those things today.
What'd you bake in the pie auction?
I made a peach pie.
Joanne Casotas made a peach pie. We learned that last night.
Yeah.
What did it sell for?
$200.
$200 for a pie?
Yeah, no, I was thrilled about it. I was like, yeah.
Now, do you get $200 for that?
I get like $150, I think.
Because the fair takes a chunk.
Yeah. But
wow.
Like, for a pie, $150? That's crazy.
What was the entrance fee?
$20.
$20. Sean, $130 she profited off of pie.
Well, that's pretty good.
Peach pie. And I like peach pie. Nobody offered me peach pie.
Hello?
You could pay $200 for a peach pie.
Yeah, if I bit into your pie, just a little fork, it might weigh me $30-$40 there off of that pie.
That's a bite, for sure.
So, do you know who bought your pie?
Yeah, my best friend's dad actually bought it.
Very nice.
But they did let me try it, because I didn't get to try it, obviously, because, you know, it's for an auction and stuff, so, I got to try it after he won it, and it was pretty good. It was my first pie I've ever made, so.
Well, we're keeping you too long here from your friends, but I do want to ask you, you sold the pie. Are you much of a cook?
I baked throughout the years. I used to do, like, a lot of cake decorating when I was younger, making cookies a lot. I would definitely say more of a baker than a cook.
Now, I just want to say before we let you go, since I did give you, like, $3 of a deep-fried Twinkie here,
okay.
If you ever showed up with a peach pie at work for Matt and I, we would not be upset. I'm not telling you to do this.
Okay.
I don't want to lean on you.
Right.
But if you did that,
we would be okay with it.
We would not be upset.
Yeah.
Matt, would you be upset if that happened?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. No, not that we're telling you to do that.
Does Matt, you like peach pie?
Of course.
Okay, just checking.
Because I mean, if it happened, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, it's $200 peach pie.
Well, see, it did take the better part of 4 hours to make.
Whoa, what kind of peaches were in that pie?
And there were issues with, like, the leather and stuff and the crust. I had to throw away a lot of crust. It was crazy, so.
Well, I want to say this before we let her go. Carrington has been a great, great guest here. Probably the greatest guest we've had pulled over all week. And she did not know she was going to be on the show tonight. And she came in, no shyness at all, spoke, did great. And you know what, Pastor Craig, you've been here every day this week. You've seen what we brought up here.
Yeah, this has been our most successful day as far as getting, you know, people to come over here. And if you happen to run into Mackenzie, let Matt know because he's looking for her.
Yeah, no, I definitely will. I'll keep my eye out.
Well, the one day I was up in the break room, this is why we had a conversation. This is a personable person. And you're how old?
I am 22.
22, there you go. You're great. Thanks, Carrington.
Thank you.
Good to see you here at the fair. The broadcast continues from the Marion County Fair. Here you go. WGH Talk Radio. Enjoy yourself.
WGH Talk Radio's broadcast from the Marion County
Thank
Fair
you.
Are being
Thank you,
sponsored by Study His Word Radio with Pastor Craig. Study His Word Radio can be heard by going to WWGH1071.com and selecting the archive page. Also, you can hear Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast at studyhiswordradio.org. Have fun at the fair.
Now, Matt, how embarrassing is it when you don't know somebody's name like that? I'm embarrassed for you.
I mean, it's
called the girl McKenzie. Her name's Carrington. I knew that.
I bet you did, Scott.
I did. Did you see how I scored her some peach pie there? That's all I was working toward there was the peach pie.
Hey, man, if I go up to work and she has a peach pie for us, I'll be
Did you see those skills, Pastor Craig, how I worked that in?
Absolutely. Believe me, I took notes on that.
That was very good. Linda, you got to get a pie in this contest here. Linda, $200 on a peach pie.
Are you kidding me?
No, that's what she said. Now, she's 50, $20 entry fee, and the fare takes $50. She netted $130 on that peach pie.
Wow.
You know how to make peach pie?
No.
No. What's your delicacy? What kind of pie would you cook?
None.
You don't make any pies. Ed, I feel horrible for you. No pies at all. She likes cherry pie, so you get the cherry. Now, Linda, you've cooked things in your...
Yes, I have, like, but never a pie.
Cookies?
Cookies.
Yeah, you brought cookies to the Christmas party.
But I did.
Yeah, and you're a good cook. That's why I was shocked to hear that you would not... there was doubt there.
I haven't baked anything for him but cookies.
Oh. Well, you'll get to it.
Occasionally, I may cook a cake for a holiday, whatever, you know.
You brought something to my house once for a cookout.
What was it?
It was some kind of baked good. I do remember. Don't you remember that, Sean? It was a baked good brought.
I probably brought it from the store.
Oh, it was a store? Oh, well, that just blows it. Here, I was so impressed. You could have stuck with that, Linda. I thought it was a homemade thing.
Store.
Well, it was good. I remember
that. Thank you.
Because there have been some things that haven't been good that have been brought over. I won't bring that up. But we need to get to the deep fried Twinkie. We're moving right along here. 32 minutes past the hour here at WGH Talk Time. Here we go, Linda. You've not had... You've got to take a little bite for the air. Get a picture of Linda Sample in this thing. Yeah. Linda Sims is going into the deep fried Twinkie here. Oh, my word. This is going to be something to behold. Now, Carrington liked this thing. She ripped right in, and she looked like a fit person. Like, she would not be eating deep-fried Twinkies.
I agree. She's very thin.
Yeah, very thin. Good personality.
I agree. Very bubbly.
Very bubbly. All right, Linda, what's the review on the deep-fried Twinkie? A 7. So we got a 7.5 from Carrington and a 7. Pastor Craig, it's your shot. Let's get a shot here at Pastor Craig holding the deep-fried Twinkie, having his little bite here. Man, you are here on a night listening to a broadcast like none other at the Marion County Fair. Delish. Here we go. Pastor Craig goes in with the deep-fried Twinkie. All right, you got to chew.
What do you think, Craig?
It's going to come here in a second. We got to chew. We got to savor it in your mouth at this particular point. Wow, all right. Matt, give him the mic.
That was pretty darn good.
Really? So on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'm going to give it a 9.
A 9?
It's a lot better than I thought it would be. I have to agree with Carrington. The deep-fried Twinkie is better than just a regular Twinkie. It really is.
Sean, take a tiny bit there, and let's see what you got. Deep-fried Twinkie here. There you go. Pick it right off, however you want to do it. Sean's going to go in here to the deep-fried Twinkie. See what it tastes like. This could hurt the whole curve, because he says he doesn't like Twinkies. Because we got a 9, a 7, a 7.5. Hey, just like your brother Terry, you just threw it on the floor. Here it went. Little deep fried. Oh, well, that's a face only a mother could love. All right, how's the deep fried Twinkie?
Gross.
On a scale of 1 to 10,
0.
0. Well, the consensus is not with you at this particular point. All right, Matt, it's your turn. You're up. Matt and the deep fried Twinkie. Now, he's the young. This will be the young, representing the young group kids. We got to get a picture of it. We have to document these moments. Here we go. Deep-fried Twinkie with Matt. No. We've seen you eat enough. Well, we need to get one with you. Everybody's trying to deep-fry. Just hold it. Just hold the deep-fried Twinkie and let's get a picture. Why Matt chews. Pastor Craig, you want to snap a picture here of Sean with a deep-fried Twinkie in his hand? Only the audience at home will know that we are not, Sean's not actually sampling right now. Okay, go ahead, Matt.
Deep-fried Twinkies are okay. They're definitely better, like Cameron said, definitely better than, like, just regular Twinkies, but...
So you're going to give it a 1, a scale of 1 to 10?
I'll give it a 6.
A 6?
It's better than it's not.
So we got a 7.5 from Carrington, a 7, a 9 from Pastor Craig, a 0 from Sean, and a 6 from Matt. And I guess somebody need to talk it up.
All right. So, Scott, you're going to be, we've got, you know, a couple low scores. And
I am going to give it, I don't really like Twinkies that much, so I'm only going to give it a 5.
5. Okay. All right.
Pretty good.
Yeah, you can write them down.
On average.
So, and so it's up to you, Scott, whether we bring the average up or you take it down.
No, really. What I want to know in general here, Matt, is are you supposed to eat this with the stick?
I believe so.
We've all been sampling here. But is that, why is there a stick in a deep fried Twinkie? Are you supposed to eat it like corn on the cob or something?
I believe so.
All right, so.
It's because they dip it down into the batter.
But that's true.
But why? Why couldn't they just do like donuts, and just throw it in there?
Well, I don't know.
But maybe they sink to the bottom. I don't know.
Yeah. I bet it's so that people can eat because you can't do it all in one bite.
Right, and it's a lot easier to eat it by the stick if you pick up stick than to try and use a fork the whole time.
Here we go.
So, okay, here it goes.
Oh my! I'm excited.
Get that camera ready, and we go. All right. Well, the facial expression is good.
Yeah. You know, I will tell you what. This tastes... See, I don't even finish chewing. I'll start talking again. We don't need to wait for that. No. See, here's what the thing is with this. It reminds me of a French waffle in a way, because it does have the powdered sugar, and it does have the deep fried to it. I don't even taste the Twinkie in there, to be honest with you. And I've had Twinkies. And to me, that just tastes like a French waffle soft. A soft French waffle, like a French waffle that's been sitting on your counter for 3 or 4 days.
So, drum roll, please. What number, what rating would you give it?
I would give it a, I'd give it a solid 8.
Solid 8.
I'd give it a solid 8.
All right.
That's a good dessert. I mean, if you were hungry and you wanted... No, there's no, there's no taste of it. Did you taste the Twinkie in there, Linda?
Funnel cake.
Why is the
like
word
that?
Funnel cake the so word
that,
nobody can remember
I
the word funnel
that
cake?
That
Mary
I
Ellen
like
could, Mary Ellen said her favorite food at the fair was the funnel and every time
every time funnel cake.
And every time we got the funnel cake, we yes, funnel cake.
But why would we give it such a high number if it doesn't really taste like a Twinkie?
Because I'm not really sure that it's supposed to taste like a Twinkie, because it's a deep-fried Twinkie. Like, if I were to eat batter, that would taste different than a donut. Right?
See, like, Carrington and I both agreed that it improved the taste of a Twinkie.
It would be like a chocolate coated, like
strawberry.
Banana or strawberry.
Yeah. Strawberry is a strawberry, but then it's a chocolate.
Yeah, it's probably different.
I thought it was good. You know.
So what's our average?
What is our average, Matt? Drum roll, please.
7.08.
My goodness. Well, that's, even with a zero in there, a 7.08. So what would that be?
What do you mean?
Okay, let's work this out again. So if one is horrible. Hey, and wait a second. I set a scale of 1 to 10. How'd you get a 0?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
yeah, we're going to have to refigure the numbers now.
We'll find a 1.
Matt, give us a 1. Yeah.
With his score being 1 instead of 0.
Yeah, that's
going
to raise the whole average,
yeah,
right?
That's
there.
Right.
So pop it up. And we also had where maybe the numbers could have been fixed.
Right.
Like Vegas.
Right.
So now we got to go back and we got to redo the numbers here. So there's going to be a new tally coming up here on the Deep Fried Twinkie. Now, what I meant while Matt is doing this, what I meant was clearly 1 would be like eating out of a garbage bin. Okay. Now, 5 is probably like a salad. It's average. Nobody dislikes it. Nobody loves it. But you eat it. It's a salad. And a 10 is like, woo. You know, it's like, put me to bed. I'm going to sleep. It's Thanksgiving. You know, that's a scale. So now let's try this again, Matt. What is the number?
6.35.
How did we go down when he raised
when the thing went up?
It works as you add all the numbers together and then divide by that many numbers.
Right. So if his number went up 1, how could we go down in the average?
Because you're still dividing it by the same number.
Zeros didn't count.
You didn't put the
zero in.
Oh. You wouldn't have made a difference.
So you knew there was a discrepancy in this.
So if you had counted his but gave it a 0, we would have had an even lower average.
if we had a zero, I mean, I guess, I mean, nothing, yeah, I guess it would have been a lower number.
It would have been a lower number.
So once again, for everybody just catching up, what is the average for the deep-fried Twinkie at the Marion County Fair?
6.35, so it's a pretty good salad on Scott's chart.
Pretty good salad. That's a salad with grilled chicken and ranch dressing.
I'm guessing you never got the math scholarship.
No, okay. My word. I didn't dream that would be that hard.
All right. I count it as a number. See, that's where the problem was.
I divided by 6 and not 7. I took Sean's 0 out because it didn't fit the scale.
So, yeah, right. With Carrington, there was 7 of us.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if I get us that peach pie from Carrington, you understand you owe me.
Yes.
Because I worked that. That's all you need to know. Now, Sean, why a one? You're really the outcast here in this whole thing.
Because it tastes like, I don't know, it has an awful taste and an aftertaste.
Now, it's powdered sugar and deep fried.
I'm not a big, well, first of all, I know you, what you're looking at me.
See, there you go again.
I'm not into, like, deep fried stuff. I'm not a deep fried.
You're not a deep fried person. You don't like fried chicken.
No.
You don't like,
I like, chicken and boiled. Boiled chicken and
boiled chicken.
Really?
I like breaded chicken.
Breaded chicken is pretty much fried chicken.
I put it in a microwave.
Well, that's the health plate. Microwave chicken.
Microwave chicken.
I still think microwave chicken is fried chicken, is it not?
If it's breaded and it's cooked in the oven, I guess.
Yeah. Because you have baked
chicken. Microwave.
Baked chicken does not have the stuff on it. You can't put the breading on baked chicken. And boiled chicken, you certainly can't put.
Oh, Shake and Bake is so good.
Hey, that was your nickname in high school, wasn't it? Shake and Bake?
Kool-Aid Man.
That's right. I thought it was Shake and Bake. But it was Kool-Aid Man. That's exactly what it was. Oh, we're having a good time tonight here at the Marion County Fair. Matt, did you have any nicknames in high school?
I have.
Snowball. Was it?
I had multiple nicknames.
Snowball. Who named it Snowball?
It was Marshmallow.
Marshmallow. Snowball.
I've had the nickname Marshmallow. Mateo, in school I only had those two, Marshmallow and Mateo, but I had many a nickname.
Sean, your lineage is good here. Give us your nickname.
Oh, gosh, Shrek, Boomba, Kool-Aid Man, Big Show, there's a whole bunch of different.
I don't want to say it because I'll get in trouble, but no, I'm not going to get into it. Well, there is one, but I'm not going to get into it. You knew. I didn't name that.
He had to name that. No, he did not.
See, I knew we'd get into it. I can't. I can't hear it. We can't have this guy fight at the fair, Sean.
Somebody fact check. We need fact check. Yes. Listen to you.
Here's what happened. So I'm going to give a quick story because we want to learn Linda's nicknames and Pastor Craig's nicknames in high school. Here's what happened. What happened was Sean wanted a radio name. He wanted a radio name. He said he was going to be Fats Domino. And I said, Sean, that's already taken. That's already... Well, it doesn't matter. Once you take a name like that, you can't take it. And I said, no, you can't be Fats Domino. That's already been taken. And I said, but there was a football player years ago named Art Donovan, and his nickname was Fatso. Now, nobody's going to remember that in the world of broadcasting. So you could be Fatso, but you can't be Fats Domino. I did not say you're Fatso, so that's a little different.
Well, I beg the difference.
Jury, am I guilty on this one?
I don't think so.
Not guilty.
I'm staying out of it.
Well, it's time for nicknames, Pastor Craig.
All right, well, let's see. I had two nicknames.
You stepped on my cord there, Fatso. Oh, I'm sorry, Sean. Go ahead.
I had two in high school, and that probably needs some explanation, but... One nickname I had in high school was Stickman, and well, you can probably figure that out. But and the other one was Turkey.
Turkey.
Yeah. In ninth grade, I was in a school assembly, and I played the part of a skinny turkey.
because obviously, you know, I've never had much work. Yeah. So I was the skinny turkey that they didn't want for the Thanksgiving dinner. So after that, half the school called me turkey. And again, because I was so thin, and half the other school called me stick man.
There you go. Stick man. Linda, nicknames in high, or just nicknames throughout life?
I don't remember any.
Never had a nickname?
No.
Really? So it's all just been Linda. Could have Lynn or, what were some nicknames for Linda? There are nicknames for that, aren't there? The name Linda?
I never heard of
it. Maybe not.
I didn't
have people use their initials. What's your middle name?
Danielle.
Danielle, L.D.
Well, you know what? Since you mentioned that, they used to call me Linda Lou. I hated that.
Linda Lou. There we go.
Linda
there
Lou.
There we go.
Oh, terrible.
See, you blocked it out because it was a horrible memory. Ed, any nicknames?
I really can't. I'm racking my brain. Fast Eddie once in a while.
There you go. So we got Fast Eddie there. There you are.
I think, actually, in college, one of my nicknames was Coach. Because I coached all the like intramural teams.
Oh.
Like I couldn't play them very good, so I became the floor coach of basketball and flag football, whatever. So
coach is a good one.
I think I had the most nicknames. I mean, you
had several of those nicknames. Yeah. And Sean is not really a nickname. I mean, given the nicknames.
You can't come up with something easy out of Sean.
Yeah, was that hard to follow? The way he looked at me, I thought I was speaking Portuguese or something over here.
I thought his brain was going to explode. I saw the look on his face, and so I thought maybe I should say at least something.
I had a stroke or a hemorrhage there. I didn't know what was going on.
We noticed.
I thought, boy, I hope I didn't have to act that out. Do charades or something. I don't know how to do that one.
Sean Dog? Hey, Sean Dog.
Yeah.
What's up, Sean Dog?
Yeah.
No, I don't know about that. I don't see it. I've seen some better nicknames come your way.
Why don't you guys start calling me Sean Dog?
Yeah, I'll put that right down. Put that right down in the notes.
So what were yours, Scott?
You know, I've never really had any. One, your father, I think, is the only person who ever called me that, but that wasn't really a high school nickname. Nobody ever said that. Now he's making up names. He's angry about Fatso, so now he wants to get violent.
Got Tisha?
Nobody ever said that. I'm really trying to think. Nobody ever really did. I did not have any. Oh, Tissue.
No.
Sha. Oh,
Tisha.
Okay. Well, in reality, back on the reality plane here. No, I don't think I ever did. Scottish cheese. That's from Abby. Yeah.
Top three on that list. Scottish.
Now hold on. We did a top 10 list to bring people up to date here. We did a top 10 list a few weeks ago. Top 10 nicknames given to me by Abby. Now Matt has the top three memorized, I think. So go ahead, Matt.
Yes, the top three that I have memorized are Scottish cheese, Scotty Pimpin, and the other one was Scottify.
There you go. That's all you need to know. Scotty, I like that one too. See, that's the one I'm going to go with. That's where you want to be. See, you don't like that one.
I don't like that
because
you're not
thumping
at all.
Sean's just jealous.
I didn't realize you had the market cornered on that over there. I didn't know.
Jealous.
My goodness. Holy mackerel. Well, I tell you, we're having a fun. Now, can you hear the joy here at the Marion County Fair that we're having here with our little family? We've got 11 minutes left in the broadcast before we wrap it up, but we're not going off the air tonight. Friday Night Live will be on live from the studio tonight, 8:15 until 10 p.m. from the studio. Now, Matt, give us a sponsorship cue here one more time. Our last one here from the Marion County Fair.
WGH Talk Radio's broadcast from the Marion County Fair being sponsored by Study His Word Radio with Pastor Craig. Study His Word Radio can be heard by going to WWGH1071.com and selecting the archive page. Also, you can hear Study His Word Radio's weekly podcast at studyhiswordradio.org. Have fun at the fair.
Now, we got to go back now in our final 10 minutes. Of course, thank everybody here. But, Pastor Craig, of course, thank you for being the supporter and sponsor of this broadcast. We would not have done it had we not had a supporter or a sponsor, so thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. My pleasure.
And, of course, thanks. And, by the way, everybody paid to get in here at the Marion County Fair. Matt, thank you for buying a fair pass and being with us and helping us out all week. Sean, same to you. Thank you for buying a fair pass. Linda, I'm so glad you stopped by tonight, came to the fair. And we want to thank all these people who helped us all week. We've got Briley, who's across the way over here, does a great job with artwork. Sean has bought artwork from him. Matt has brought artwork from him. He's a talented, talented young guy, 17 years old, sold over 1,000 pieces of art. Very affordable, so you got to see Briley here at the Marion County Fair. And we, of course, have to thank Graham, who came over and told us about the Forever Pots and Pans. That was a great interview earlier. We have to thank County Commissioner Mark Davis, who stopped by with us earlier in the week. What fun we had with him. Last night's unforgettable night with Mary Ellen Withrow, George Kasotis, the amazing, the almost amazing Rex and Dana, who will be at the Marion Public Library tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, 11 a.m. You're not going to want to miss that show. And Glenn Coble, who was here with us on Monday, did an hour with us.
Nate
Redman was on your show, and Cheryl Lee was on your show this week. And James Anderson was on your show from the fair this week. And Matt, is there anybody I'm forgetting from yesterday's shindig or Wednesday? You were here Wednesday, too. We had County Commissioner Briley. And was there any... Sean, you were not here Wednesday. Who? Am I missing somebody else?
I think it was just... I don't think so. I think it was me, you, Craig. There was George Kasotis. There was Mary Ellen Withrow. The almost amazing Rex and Dana. And I'm pretty sure that's it.
Well, we got to thank everybody, because everybody who came out and sat with us and gave us time, because they're here at the fair having fun and doing jobs and working, and they were just great to come over and speak with us. And, of course, tonight, Carrington, who stopped by and gave us some time. What a pleasure that was, and hopefully there'll be a peach pie return on that one. That's all I care about at this particular point. But in the queens and kings here at the fair, I don't want to harp on this, but it's been an interesting experience with them. Matt? You went to track one down the other day.
When I went to ask her if she wanted to be on the radio, I said, hey. And then she turned around, and I said, would you like to be on the radio? I saw you have the tiara and the satchel, and I wanted to know if you wanted to talk about it. And she didn't even give me an answer with words. She just kind of shook her head and then, like, hurriedly walked away.
And Pastor Craig, our experience with the queen was what?
Very similar.
Yeah, very similar.
Although she had some assistance from a miniature-sized bodyguard that told her no, no.
Yeah. And I do want to also thank the many, many people who came by off the air and visited with me during the Marion County Fair. And boy, if I try to run down their names, it'll go on and on and on forever and ever. But I do want to mention, as we talked about Charlie Evers earlier, Jeannie Evers stopped by, his wife and her friend Ron. And we appreciate them stopping by. I had not seen Jeannie for quite a while. And Amy Roston, who is Charlie's daughter. And Tim Roston stopped by the other day. You were here for that, Sean. And I had a delightful conversation with them. And that was great. And so they stopped by. And I'm trying to... Uncle Sam was here. We can't mention his name on the air because other radio stations will get angry if that happens. But he was here a couple times. And we thank him for visiting. And if people can talk code, they'll know what Uncle Sam means. He stopped by several times, and just everybody else who stopped by off the air. The Sauls stopped by. Bill Collins. By the way, I do want to mention this because we did have Glenn Coble on. Bill Collins, his competitor in the race for mayor. I ran into Bill this morning. He was headed off for vacation this afternoon, but he will be on as soon as he comes back because we are going to give equal time, and I appreciate Bill Collins for doing that. And, of course, we got to thank Sheriff Matt Bales, who gave us the use of his golf cart last night and the use of his deputy, Alcott, last night to go around with Mary Ellen. And I know Mary Ellen certainly did appreciate that last night here at the Marion County Fair. So we have had the gang here at the fair. And Mary and Jeff Bickley stopped in on Monday, longtime listeners, and visited with us. It's been a really fun week at the fair. Now, in our last 5 minutes here, Sean, you've been here 3 days this week. As you look back on the Marion County Fair, what are you going to remember about the 2023 edition?
Well, probably the story you guys told me the other day about lifting the baby up in the air with a fan. I mean, I thought that was a little crazy story, if you ask me.
Yeah, that is a warm and fuzzy memory that we'll have about the Marion County Fair. I'll always remember that as well. What would you call that? A good pediatric story on how to take care of your kids. Linda, you've been here with us tonight. What will you remember about WGH at the Marion County Fair this year?
Well, it's a little different than what it used to be. I think there were more places to eat, but when you walk up to them, you don't even see anybody working there until you really walk up and say, is anybody here, or whatever, you know. But and I also noticed that there are more shelters out here, which I didn't realize that either. And we went and looked at some roosters. Beautiful. Chickens are just white, but roosters are all kind of colors. No.
She's like looking at the roosters.
I just think they're beautiful. I mean, they're all different kind of colors and things like that, you know. So I really enjoyed that.
Now, Pastor Craig, this was your second year with us, WGH, at the Marion County Fair. What are going to be your memories of the fair in 2023?
Well, I mean, just every day was fun, and I really feel fortunate that I was able to be here every day this week. And, I mean, every day something happened. We saw something unusual, like the couple that was standing too close to the flag when it exploded. And
so you remember Sean Sand Club that walked by the first night? Second night, or was it the second night? Remember when they walked by? No. The group that walked by, you said they were waving at me right off the bat?
Yeah.
It's just, if you don't think we have a big audience, we certainly do.
Yeah, no, there's just been so many things. And, you know, I enjoyed a lot of the stories that we heard from Mary Ellen and from George Kasotis. And it's just been fun all the time.
Matt, this has been your first trip here to the Marion County Fair with WGH. 19 years old, embarking on a long broadcasting career. What did you make of your first trip to the fair?
It was fun. There was a lot more to do than I thought there was going to be. We had a lot of interviews with a lot of interesting people. It was great.
And will this fill you when you're 90 years old and we have all went on to the great beyond and you're thinking of us there as you're rocking in the nursing home? What will you think about this moment? Now, I've implanted that in your brain now, that when you're 90 years old, you look at all of us. Because we'll all be on to our reward at that point. And what will you be thinking about? Well, I won't be, but the rest of them will be. But go ahead. I'll be about 130. I'll be right there next to you. Saying, remember that time at the fair when I asked you that? Of course, I'll have no teeth, and I won't be able to, my mind will be gone, but it'll be okay.
I think I'll probably remember how good of a time we had. It was like, it has been a fantastic time at the fair. Like, it's been years since I've been to the fair because I guess I just never went. It never really interested me. But this year was fantastic.
Joy is what I will remember from this time at the fair, because I came here every day, and some days was rough because it was warm, it was hot, it was humid, it was muggy, it was hard to get guests. Sometimes it was hard to find parking early on in the week. It rained on certain days. It could be hectic here at the Marion County Fair, but because of the people that we have, the people we've had, Sean here three nights, Pastor Craig here every night, Matt here three nights, Linda, so glad you dropped by tonight. Wouldn't have been the fair without you, the coverage. Ed here tonight, and just the WWGH team that's been here, and Adam getting these things up on the internet, lickety-split, back at the studio so people could listen to them. That has been great, and there has not been a night on or off the air where somebody did not laugh, genuinely laugh at the fair. And that is what makes a fair, in my opinion.
I agree, 150%.
Now, Matt, I know you're good at time cues, so we're at 59 minutes here. Now, remember, we're not going away. We're just going away from here at the fair. Pastor Craig's going to sprint here pretty quickly to the studio to be on for Friday Night Live. And Sean and Matt and I are going to follow as soon as we pack up here. We're going to head down there, so don't you dare tune away. Well, we got about, did you see that clock there, Matt, earlier on? So now you got 40 seconds, stall.
Now I got 40 seconds to stall.
Yes.
This is my first fair with WWGH, and it's been great. You guys have made it like a fantastic time. I don't think I would rather have been anywhere else this week doing anything else. This is where I wanted to be this week.
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And I appreciate that, Matt. So for Linda Sims, Pastor Craig, Sean Kraft, Matt Morgan, and the whole WGH family, what a fair it's been. Marion County Fair 2023, and Pastor Craig takes a fried Twinkie, deep fried Twinkie. We're heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.